In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Felicitations to you, Mr. President, and the Bureau for assuming the presidency of this important office. We are grateful to the DG and her capable staff for all the arrangements made to bring this assembly to success. NCDs comprise an increasing share of the total disease burden around the world, distribution of which varies depending on the level of development between and within countries. Economic development, modernization, and urbanization are increasingly impacting lifestyle. Likewise, socioeconomic disparities are contributing to further exposure to NCDs risk factors. NCDs are anticipated to affect the economically productive population in developing countries as opposed to most of developed countries where the increase in chronic diseases burden is mainly occurring in the elderly population. This trend is particularly prominent among urban dwellers and is consistent with the epidemiological transition from CVs to NCVs as a major cause of morbidity in such populations. Today, the economically less fortunate people face a bigger development challenge given the double burden of diseases where CVs coexist with NCVs. In most developing countries, health systems are highly constrained as they require management of both CVs and NCVs. This situation calls for more complicated and costly diagnostics and treatment requirements against such diseases. How CDs and NCDs interact is another dilemma facing these countries. Like many EMRO countries, NCDs comprise a high proportion of the disease burden in the Islamic Republic of Iran, affecting 45% of males and 33% of females. Cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, chronic Lyme diseases, and cancers are among the top 10 causes of morbidity and mortality at the national level. Meanwhile, obesity, arterial hypertension, inadequate physical activity, hypercholesterolemia, and drug addiction remain the five major risk factors comprising 68% of NCD's risk factor burden with $1.6 million altogether. Taking into account the importance of NCD's risk factors as highly recommended by WHO and with the help of EMRO, five national surveys, in short STEPS, were conducted from 2004 to 2009 in Iran. Results revealed the importance of control and preventive measures as regards common risk factors. In line with the fifth five-year development plan of the Islamic Republic of Iran and with the MDGs, a number of NCDs control and prevention initiatives and programs have been launched at the national level. These include, among others, the development of multisectoral strategies involving all national partners, new tobacco control legislation, injury prevention, safe dietary policies, and health education campaign. Success of national efforts will, however, depend on an enabling international environment which should emphasize vigorous international cooperation. Equal access to NCDs prevention and control requirements, keeping in mind the principles of inclusiveness and affordability. International cooperation is thus critically important given the multiplicity of NCDs determinants requiring multisectoral international actions on behavioral, environmental, social, and economic factors associated with NCDs. International collaboration should entail priorities associated with public health, such as affordable access to health promotion, prevention measures, accurate diagnostics, quality medicines, appropriate treatments, supportive care, rehabilitation services, and research. I would like to conclude by emphasizing that approaches to prevent and control NCDs will be more impactful and sustainable through commitment to strategy coordination at the global level. To us, WHO is well placed to take the lead in this important undertaking. We enthusiastically look forward to the UN summit in September 2011, which hopefully will agree on a global strategy to address NCDs. Thank you for your kind attention.